Do you remember last week when we had the kids sit up here with the jars of money that they've saved all year for the? Well, this is a letter that's going to the International Communion of the Charismatic Episcopal Church in Malvern, New York, where our patriarch is. This was written by Vicky, and it says, "Merry Christmas. Greetings, church family and friends." Excuse me. "Merry Christmas. The Sunday school children at St. Paul's CEC in Henderson, Nevada, want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and send you their first Christmas jar collection. Last year, the kids and I read a story about a young girl who collects loose change all year long and then blesses a family or friend with the jar and its contents for the Christmas season. We were very inspired by the message the story taught us, that it is greater to give than to receive, and decided to create our own Christmas jar collection. We worked hard all year long collecting loose change and thinking about the family and friends we were planning on giving our jars to. A few weeks ago, when we heard of the tragedy of Hurricane Sandy and the extreme losses our own church family and friends endured, our decision was made. We are sending you our Christmas jars as well as our prayers of love this Christmas season. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. Christmas blessings. The Sunday school children at St. Paul's CEC and Miss Nikki, their teacher." So, yeah. Love the season of Advent, the approach of Christmas. When I was a kid, it was the best season of the year. It's Clara's favorite time of year, right? Christmas coming, yeah. Well, I remember hunting season came around the same time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I remember the family going hunting, and it was a big time of preparation. It took a whole week to prepare for hunting for one day. I mean, they laid out the clothes, and they were red, all the clothes, red and orange, you know. And they had their guns all cleaned and ready and all the ammunition and everything ready for hunting season, right? Nick's over there nodding, yeah, hunting. There was a great deal of preparation involved because they wanted to get it just right. They didn't want to get there and be surprised by something they'd forgotten. And so there was a lot of anticipation and excitement and preparation. That, you see, that's what Advent is about. Sometimes I can't stop dancing, too. So Advent is about preparation, getting ready. And when I first became liturgical, although I always was, when I first became CEC liturgical, it used to really puzzle me. I said, why are we reading about John the Baptist? Isn't this about Christmas? Wasn't John like the baptism of Jesus? And Jesus was full grown. What are we reading about that for? And yet, it all fits together now. If you look at it, look at the readings, the gospel reading today says the word of the Lord came to John. It didn't come to just anybody. It came to this sort of crazy guy that lived out in the desert, in the wilderness, and he wore camel's hair, and he fed on honey and wild locusts. The word of the Lord, it said, came to him. And the word said, it's time. It's time, John. It's time to do what I've called you to do. Did the word of the Lord ever come to you and God say, it's time? It's time to do this or it's time to do that. That's what happened to John. John had been in the wilderness preparing. You know, don't you, that John was Jesus' cousin. How many of you knew that John was Jesus' cousin? Okay. He was born a few months before Jesus was, and he had been preparing for all those years to prepare the way of the Lord. John was the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Aha. A breeze is coming. And it says that John preached the baptism of repentance. What does it mean to repent? Somebody said it means to change your mind and agree with God. That's pretty good. But you know what else repentance means? Repentance means that you're going one direction and you turn completely around and go the other direction. And the other direction is always the direction that God is going. Repentance means to completely change and go with God. And so what did John do? He called the people of Judea and Jerusalem to come out and repent. Repent, he said. Change your mind, agree with God, repent. And then what happened? He said, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. And then he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. So all these things went together. Repentance and then baptism. And then the kingdom of God was realized. And it's still that way today. Repent, be baptized, the kingdom. So we sit here in church on Sunday morning realizing that we've all gone through that baptism. This is exciting. We've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. But something else happens. Because every year we do the same thing. Every year we anticipate the birth of Jesus. We put up the nativity. We decorate with the beautiful poinsettia. These are real. They're not artificial. These are all real flowers. Aren't they beautiful? Incredible. I mean, just the different colors and the things. This is called country quilt poinsettia, you know. I mean, just the different colors are amazing. So we do this on purpose every year because we anticipate once again what John said. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Repent. Change your mind and agree with God. Be baptized. The kingdom of God is at hand. The people of that day, 2,000 years ago, their hearts were cold and dark. They needed something. They were lacking. John came and said this. Get ready. The kingdom of God is coming. And so we remember this on a yearly basis, but did you ever think about this? We remember it every Sunday. The season of Christmas and the season of Advent is repeated every Sunday in our liturgy. Listen to this. This is really interesting. We gather together to go before the altar in preparation for receiving the body of Christ. The celebrant says on our behalf, like the shepherds of Israel who came to see him in Bethlehem, he says, we have heard the good news. That's why we came here today, all of us together. Because we've heard. We understand. We're together. We've heard. We're going to come just like we are. Our hearts are open. All desires known from you. Knows. This is just who we are, Jesus. We're nobody special. We're just like the shepherds out on the hill. We're going to come here on Sunday morning and we're going to worship the risen Christ or the baby Jesus. So we ask you, Lord, to cleanse the thoughts of our hearts in preparation that we may perfectly love you. And like then, right after that, what do we do? What's the next things out of our mouth? Like the angels, we say, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. That's the first words to that song. That's where we got that from. The angels proclaimed, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people, that's us, on earth. In preparation to receive him, we worthily magnify his holy name. And now, just like the shepherds and the angels and Mary and Joseph, we listen as the word of God is read. We sing praises and we listen. Some of you, like John, have been wandering in the wilderness. And maybe the word of the Lord came to you and said, okay, it's time to do what I've told you to do. It says the hand of the Lord was on John. Did you know that? Can you imagine the hand of God being on you? The hand of the Lord was on John. And God said, it's time to do what I've called you to do. Maybe he's saying that to some of us today, huh? And now afterwards, we profess our faith. We call it the creed. And what do we say in the creed? I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. So there we are again at Christmas. There we are again at Advent in our creed, professing our faith, saying, this is important. This virgin birth in Bethlehem, this is important. And then after we pray for each other and for the world, we confess our sins and we say the words that John said. Repent, be baptized, for the kingdom of God is at hand. When we confess our sins, we say, we are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. All the wrong that we've done this week, Lord, all the wrong we've done today, all the thoughts I've had even before I got out of bed. You know, God, I've sinned, and I'm sorry, and I repent. I change my mind, I change my ways, and I agree with God. Because I don't want to be like that, and I humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. And then the absolution and remission of all of your sins. Like Oregon said this morning, God's a God of forgiveness. He doesn't hold that over us. He said, okay, you've confessed, you've repented, I forgive you. And there's that word again, repentance. So like John preached, we get baptized and we repent. And this is the preparation of the heart in order to receive him. And then what do? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We pass the peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you, we say. The peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Like the angels, peace on earth. And so there we are again at Advent, waiting the birth of Christ. When I was a kid, I've told this story before, so if you've heard it before, you'll just have to hear it again. That's tough tootsies, okay? When I was a kid, we used to go to somebody else's house each Christmas, an aunt or an uncle, aunt and uncle's house every Christmas, and it was wonderful because we never quite knew ahead of time whose house we were going to. But one year when I was a young teenager, which was, 20 years ago or so, or more, one year we gathered at my uncle and aunt Dorothy and Tiny's house. We called him Tiny, but I never knew why. He wasn't that small. But anyway, we gathered at their house, and my cousin Jim brought a Chinese guy from the university to have Christmas with us because they didn't do that in China. He didn't know about this Christmas celebration. He didn't know what the culture was, and so he wanted to participate. And so my cousin Jim brought this Chinese guy from the university to our Christmas celebration. And he was a middle-aged Chinese man. And it was culture. For us, this was brand new. I mean, we were European, German, and that was it. We never veered out of that. But for this was great for us to have somebody amongst us. And so this Chinese man sat in this circle of chairs around this big living room as we talked and as we practiced our Christmas traditions. And one of the traditions we did every year was that there was these big bowls of walnuts and pecans and almonds and hazelnuts and these nutcrackers. Remember the metal nutcrackers? We still have them, huh? Yeah, and you'd crack them and dig the meats out and enjoy these nuts as they went around. Well, every year before that happened, my dad would get a walnut or two or three or four, and he'd try to break them exactly in half. You know that the walnut has a seam around it, right? And eventually he'd get one to break exactly in half, and he'd dig out the nut meats, and then he'd put a piece of hard candy in there. And he'd take some Elmer's glue, and he'd glue it back together. And then he'd put it in that nut bowl down in the bottom somewhere. And so as the bowl was going around, there was always this surprise. It's like somebody had cracked the nut and said, wow, I got the hard candy. This is really cool. And it was just a tradition that we had as a family. Well, this particular year, guess who got the hard candy? The Chinese guy. We're going around the room. We're cracking nuts, and he's enjoying this. And he's cracked this walnut in his hand, and his piece of hard candy is sitting in there. And he sat there and stared at it for the longest time. And then my dad looked over at him and realized that he had gotten hard candy. And the man, the Chinese guy, looked over at my dad, and this is no kidding, he said, very interesting. That's what he said. And so my dad, in an effort to try to explain things, went through this whole thing. Well, every year, he's explaining the whole tradition, and the Chinese guy is just sitting there. And I'm thinking, he's thinking, we got to get some of these in China, right? But it was a great deal of preparation that my dad did with this little walnut for the wonderful surprise that came out of it, right? We go through a great deal of preparation here to do church on Sunday morning with the Holy Eucharist. And you know what? Everybody gets the prize. Everybody gets the prize. We all come forward and receive the body of Christ. What a wonderful surprise that is. And so we prepare. As Advent says, we prepare the way for the Lord. Watch that. A sleeping baby in the mother's arms or grandma's arms, huh? Yeah. And while we're preparing the altar, bear with me here, while we're putting the glue around the edge of that walnut and putting it back together, you in anticipation and in silence, you watch and say, wow, I know what's coming. We're going to get a prize. This is special, and I'm going to be the one to get it. And you, like Mary and Joseph, you know that this moment in time is special. And so you wait with patience as we take great pains to get it right. We do a ceremonial washing of the hands over here, reminiscent of baptism, washing in water. Did you ever notice that we pour a little water into the wine? Baptism, again, reminder of baptism. Other things too, like when Jesus died on the cross and they wanted to make sure that he was dead, they thrust a spear into his side and it said, and blood and water came out. And so the water's mixed with the blood, but it's reminiscent of baptism. Because that's entrance into the kingdom of God. That's what John said. And John's baptism, that baptism of repentance, which we just repeated again at every church service, we've prepared our hearts, we've prepared the table, and now we come together like the shepherds. We come together to worship and to receive him, our Lord Jesus. And do you know what? He's here. Did you know that he's here right now? He said he inhabits the praises of his people. And he said when we gather together in his name, he'll be in the midst of us. That means he's here. That's exciting to me. Jesus came as a, or John came. John came as a light to enlighten the Gentiles. That's us. Are you enlightened? Have you received the light of Jesus? We have that light within us, you know. Jesus said, if you have the light, you don't hide it under a bushel, but you let it shine forth so people can see it. Last week I said, let's go and be Christmas. Let's go out and be Christmas. Will you be the light of Christmas? I know there's lots of lights out there, but not a lot of them are living and moving around and breathing. So let's go out and be the light of Christmas to the world. Let's be like John and go out and tell people, look, we know how to get the kingdom is. We know where it is. We know how to get there. We do this all the time. Come and prepare your hearts. Repent. Be baptized for the remission of sins. We show them how to do what it said in Isaiah, to tear down the mountains that are within you that stand in the way, to fill in the valleys that you keep falling into, to make the path straight so that you can walk into the church and become part of the kingdom of God. Come to see Jesus, born in the manger. Come to see Jesus, the teacher from Galilee. Come to see Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. Come to see Jesus, the Son of God. Come with us. We know where he is. We go out and we say, as a light to the world, come to receive him, the baby, the teacher, the prophet, the Son of God. At this table with us all together, as a family, worshiping that one, that babe, that Jesus. Have you prepared? Are you ready? Will you be Christmas for someone else? Will you be a light to enlighten the world? Will you? Amen.